It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, November 12th. This is Jade. Jay's been enjoying the Iceland Airwaves Music Festival and has a conversation coming up about the supportive music community in Iceland. But before we check in with Jay, I've got a roundup of today's music news. The wildfires sweeping through California are officially the deadliest on record. An estimate of 250,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. And some of those affected are musicians like Tame Impala's Kevin Parker, who lost all of his recording equipment and musical instruments to the fire. Pop star Miley Cyrus lost her home, tweeting out she was completely devastated by the fires. And Neil Young has lost his home to the fire. It's actually his second home to be lost to California wildfires. And both Cyrus and Young have praised firefighters, and Cyrus encouraged people to donate to evacuation relief funds. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry is alert and responsive after collapsing at a show. He had made a surprise appearance during Billy Joel's Madison Square Garden show Saturday night, playing just one song. And then as soon as the performance ended, he went backstage to his dressing room and collapsed. According to Joe Perry's representative, Joe Perry experienced shortness of breath and was treated backstage by paramedics who gave the guitarist oxygen and cleared his airway before taking him to the hospital. His friends say he seems like he's responsive and in good spirits, and this comes just after Aerosmith had announced a Las Vegas residency that is supposed to start next spring. The King will be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Donald Trump this week. I'm talking about Elvis Presley. He's one of the few recipients of the United States' highest civil honor. Some of the president's other picks include the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, and the late Yankees slugger Babe Ruth, Minnesota Vikings defensive tackle and Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page, and Miriam Adelson will also be honored. Let's check in with Jay Gabler and the latest from his Iceland Airwaves Music Festival reporting.
It's Jay Gabler here at the headquarters of Iceland Music, talking with a guest who knows more than just about anyone about the Reykjavik music scene. Do you want to introduce yourself and say what your role is?
My name is Maria, and yes, I'm currently the project manager of Reykjavik Music City, and it's a brand new project. It's a municipality project where the city is sort of focusing on music and saying that we want to put some effort on creating the conditions for a thriving music scene in the city.
It seems like when the initiative started, a concern was the closing of small and medium-sized music venues in the city, which sounds like a pretty universal concern. Just about any city can face challenges like that.
Yes, you're right. And in the recent years, we've seen so many tourists coming into the country, and that's the industry that is blooming at the moment. So we've had big changes in the downtown of Reykjavik, a lot of hotels being built, tourist shops. So we have seen in the recent years closure of many great venues. We have quite a lot of small venues. We have big venues like Harpa, the amazing concert and conference hall that we have here, and some sports hall, etc. But we don't have anything kind of in between. I think that's our biggest issue at the moment. Sort of, from maybe 400 to 800, 850, and a good quality focused music venue. That's what we are lacking.
What are the steps that you can take or that anyone can take to fill this hole?
You could say, okay, the city should just support, for example, financially, the venues. That's one thing. You could invest in certain elements in the venues to help them survive. You can look at the amount of venues that you have in a city, but you also have to look at the quality. Our venues, they don't have extra money to bump up their, equipment and, just the sound in general, or backstage area for artists, or accessibility for anyone to be able to access concerts, etc. Something like that, where a venue could apply for funding and they pay half of the cost of doing something like that, and the city would match that amount. And also, digital transformation, buying, new mixer or whatever, just all that kind of thing. And then the venues because the income they have is just, you know, from the bar, basically. So when they have bands playing, their income is coming from the bar. So they end up having to focus or bring in the bands that they know is going to bring in the crowd. But, you know, that's great. But we also need to create opportunities for newer bands to be able to play outside of, you know, for example, when Airwaves is happening. So I think we could also find ways to support something like that, you know, grassroots concert series, something like that. And then you can also look at, you know, okay, so how do we also create or make sure that there is space for venues to be in the city? One thing is like just sort of putting money into their quality and all of that, but and programming. Then you have to sort of reach out to the real estate owners, and how can you give them an incentive? Put the building under something like that, because you need the culture in the downtown. Nobody's going to be interested in the city if it's all just hotels and tourist shops.
So if tourism is in part leading to some of these development pressures that are making it hard for mid-sized venues, are tourists connecting with Icelandic music outside of a destination music event like Iceland Airwaves?
It's kind of interesting because from what I hear from the venues, no. They're actually not going into the venues to experience live music, just like on an everyday basis. I think part of the problem is that a lot of the people that come into the country, they maybe stop one or two nights in Reykjavik and then they're off to the countryside. And we are seeing some change in how we are managing all the tourists that we're getting into the country. So it used to be all about just bringing more tourists in. Now we have to manage, like, where are you sending them? What are they experiencing? And how can we, you know, in Reykjavik, get them to stay here for longer and experience the culture and what we have to offer? If you want to know what's going on in the city, you have to go to several websites. A lot of the events are advertised through Facebook events. So for tourists or guests, it's no way to know what's going on. And then I'm also interested in working with the venues in getting them to promote themselves as destinations a lot more.
So for people who can't make it here to Iceland, how can they discover Icelandic music?
Well, I can suggest Iceland Music, their website. They have an amazing, when you enter it, it's a bunch of playlists with a lot of Icelandic music. Iceland Music also lists all the shows of artists playing abroad, so staying in touch with them. And it's surprising how many of our artists are touring all around. So just keep an eye open, and of course, you know, YouTube and all the regular channels. But Iceland Music is a great channel if you want to just go and look at, you know, a few playlists and have a sort of listen and being introduced to a lot of new Icelandic music.
Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with me here amid the bustle of Iceland Airwaves.
Thank you.
Today's viral clip is a blast from the near past. Dido, much like the fashion of Clueless and the Spice Girls, is back. She's got this new album, her first in 5 years. It's going to be out next March, March 8th to be exact, and will be called Still On My Mind. Plus, she's going to go on her first tour in 15 years. The first song from the album is Hurricanes, and it has this really nice buildup of energy over the course of 5 minutes. Her vocal delivery is very laid back, which makes sense when you know that she recorded all the vocals on her sofa at home.
I want to wake up with your weight by my side, and I want to think that you look good as you rise. And I want to turn to you.
And that's today's music news. You can listen to more of that new Dido and check out more Iceland stories and videos, plus catch up on today's music news stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade, and today's producer is Anna Wagle. Subscribe to The Current's Music News Podcast to make sure you don't miss a single minute of music news. And you can also sign up for a daily music news email and join our Facebook group by visiting us at thecurrent.org/musicnews.
I want to see you as you walk through the door, and time will make us some ways less and some ways more, and I want to talk.